The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. U.S. airstrikes have managed to slow down the ISIS attack on northern Iraq. But Pentagon planners know that the only way to stop ISIS would be to attack them in Syria, which is where their senior leaders and most of their forces are positioned. And CBS military consultant Mike Lyons says it's pretty clear what that would mean.
We've got to be cognizant of the fact that when we fire rockets inside another sovereign country, that could be perceived as an act of war.
More after this from Charlie. The Pentagon has begun laying plans to hit ISIS where it hurts, in Syria. And after losing an Air Force base to ISIS over the weekend, Syria's foreign minister says he's ready to accept American support, but only with the approval of the UN and the Assad regime, which could be awkward. In case you've forgotten, here's what National Security Advisor Susan Rice was saying about the Assad regime not quite 1 year ago.
The position of the United States has been and remains very clear, and that is that Assad must go. There isn't a viable future for Syria that is governed by Assad.
Of course, back then, no one expected that the alternative to Assad would turn out to be an Islamic caliphate. The problem, according to CBS military consultant, retired Major Mike Lyons, is that there are several resistance groups fighting in Syria, and it's crucial that we have reliable informers on the ground who can accurately disentangle the potential targets.
It'll be important that the military collects information about ISIS positions in the northern part of Syria before we engage in any kind of attacks. We know that there's rebel forces that are there that could be fighting ISIS fighters, and we don't have logistics on the ground and key people to identify what those targets exactly are.
And of course, you certainly don't want to end up hitting Syrian forces by mistake. Then we could find ourselves fighting two enemies. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.